The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, February the 27th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Our Man in Chile. And the time is 10:18 a.m. here in London, making it 5:18 on the East Coast of America and 2:18 on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so the title of today's show relates to this email I received from a friend who listens to this show and, guess what, lives in Chile. Here we go, folks. Hi, Andy. I am listening to your show and want to inform you on that blackout. It lasted for about 7 hours. Some areas are still without electricity. A blackout never seen before with a 3,000 kilometer span. But the scariest part of that, they declared a curfew to begin at 10 p.m. at around 11 p.m. Soldiers on the streets, the whole thing. Electricity returned at around 10:30 p.m, but the curfew remained until 6 a.m. this morning. So, for me, it was a test run. The main newspaper headline read, "Thousands are affected," when in reality, over 12 million were. The lying media as ever. Great shows, I'll chip in soon. Cheers. Excellent. Well, great to that there was no long-lasting problems, but again, this is interesting. I haven't seen this in the mainstream media. The only place I saw this story was on HalTurnerRadioShow.com, and I've sometimes been a bit suspect of some of the stories on there because they tend to err on the fear porn side. But this one, I didn't see anywhere else and proved completely correct because I've known this gentleman for many years and I know he's out there and I thank him for giving us a little update. So there you go. Let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. That should take a few seconds. There's a new Reese Report that you can get at the Reese Report channel on rumble.com. Let me see, it's on my phone. What's it called? Carbon tax and something else. But it's all to do with digital currency, carbon tax, these sorts of things. And I'm listening to the second hour of Jeff Rentz's program from yesterday with Gary Holland. I always enjoy Gary Holland's appearances on the show. I believe that might be behind the paywall at rentsradio.com, but you can always go to rents.com later in the day and see if you've got lucky and he's put it up for free. Otherwise, I recommend a subscription. Okay, so let's see how the news has developed since yesterday's show. I am back earlier than normal on a Thursday. I think the same thing happened last week. So I've been getting quite lucky. It all depends what I have to do in the morning. I've already been down to the charity shop with some of my mum's things. But anyway, I won't bore you with that. Let's go over to, these are in no particular order, all Daily Mail headlines. Mum of two undergoes a dozen surgeries to replace her dying bones, which doctors link to the COVID vaccine. So she was a director of a nursing home. She was only 34 at the time. And she took the Pfizer vaccine. She had no immediate side effects, but ended up in January 2021, she took the vaccine. Had no immediate side effects, but in July of that same year, 2021, she developed unbearable pain in both of her hips. She was told she had arthritis at 31 years old, so she's 34 now, she was 31 then, and has had to use a wheelchair. And when she had an MRI scan, this revealed her hip bones were literally rotting, and she's had hip replacements. But since then, she's had surgeries on both shoulders and knees, 3 surgeries on her elbow, 1 on her left foot, and is scheduled to have another procedure on her right foot next week. About a year after her ordeal began, one of her doctors attributed her complications to her bout of COVID in late November 2020 and subsequent vaccines. So there is that story. A comment from her to the Daily Mail: the pain is so debilitating. I have never felt so helpless in my entire life. I've always been trying to be the best provider I could be, caring for other people. Now I can't even drive my kids to school in the morning anymore. It's devastating. I have really had to mourn the life that I thought I was going to have, because I will no longer be able to be the same person I've always wanted to be because of a virus and a vaccine. So this one got into the paper because it can be attributed to the virus as well as the vaccine, of course. And let's see another way that they've been spinning this. So I'm going to go to this article here. Distressing COVID vaccine syndrome signs to look out for. Could you be suffering and not know it? And this is their post-vaccination syndrome that they've been trying to mop everything up into. Basically, what I think's been going on, too many people are attributing this in their comment sections to the vaccine, so they've had to roll something out that says, well, might be something, but not really. And that's how they deal with it. Because if they just completely keep ignoring the common denominator, then they could start really losing readership, and they don't want that to happen. So that's what I think this post-vaccination syndrome that I first saw only a few days ago is really about. They've got cooked up this little plan to try and say there is something and we can sweep it into there, but ignore all these other things like the heart attacks and the strokes and the myocarditis and all this other stuff that we've heard about, or really horrible things like that story of that woman just there. They'll say, oh, well, it was COVID that caused it. So you see how they say, well, it could be a bit of both, you see. So you don't really know. Well, listen to this line in this article. So the headline again, I'll give you because I did waffle. The headline again is distressing COVID vaccine syndrome signs to look out for. Could you, in capitals, be suffering and not know it? Wow, maybe they listen to this show. Okay, so according to the researchers, key signs include persistent brain fog, exercise intolerance, insomnia and palpitations, a fluttering or pounding heart, numbness, tinnitus or humming in the ears, headaches, dizziness and feeling a burning sensation are other common signs reported by the patients. Some sufferers also show distinct changes in their immune cells and can even have a dormant virus which causes flu-like symptoms, causes flu-like symptoms. It should be to reactivate. I'm used to correcting the Daily Mail's grammar on a daily basis, the team from Yale University said. Okay, so I just gave you all of that. Now listen to this line. Many of these symptoms were commonly reported before the pandemic, so there is currently no way to prove if they are actually caused by the vaccine or are unrelated. Well, I think I've made my mind up, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll watch this space on your behalf. Next, prisoner set free from jail under Keir Starmer's early release scheme, groped woman within 15 minutes caught here. So he didn't last long out. He managed this with a woman who gave him a lift to a train station. And, well, there you go. That's just good and dandy for the early release scheme. It doesn't tell, does it say what he was actually put in prison for? So, no, it doesn't. So, it'd be interesting to find out what he went into prison for. And I can tell you something, I bet it wasn't about things that he said that the government disagreed with, because those people didn't get out early, okay? But these people that become sexual predators when they went out, it'd be interesting if it was something similar he went in for, and how, if so, could a person like that be deemed more safe to put back into society, get the word out, rather than someone who said a few things the government doesn't like? Well, it just tells you that prisons are for people who the government don't like and have absolutely nothing to do with the safety of the general public. Next, let's move on to chilling moment: humanoid robot attacks crowd and has to be dragged away at Chinese festival. So this happened on February the 9th, and there's a human-shaped robot adorned with a bright jacket behind a barricade at the Spring Festival Gala in Tianjin, northern China. Anyway, it started moving erratically, so the festival security dragged it back from the crowd. And it wasn't particularly happy about that, apparently. And then it goes on about a Tesla engineer being attacked by a robot during a brutal and bloody malfunction at the company's Giga Texas factory near Austin. So, you know, this is probably just... I'm not jumping on the, sort of this is Terminator 2 stuff, you know what I mean? Anything like that. But you know where they want to go. And even if something like this gets in the way, look at the electric cars, look at the amount of electric vehicles that catch fire, and then all the additional things they have to do to put it out. They have to use special, you know, they can't just put water on it like a normal vehicle fire. We know that. So why don't they stop the rollout? Well, because it's part of their agenda, okay? We'll get to that in a moment. So there you go. Let's move on to the next one. Well, we'll get to it now, shall we? The painful road to net zero. Cut out 2 kebabs worth of meat a week, drive an EV, install a heat pump, and forget holidays abroad, says report, and it will cost £320 billion. Okay, this takes me back to another email I have from a listener over in South Africa, who pointed out how places like Dubai and China are given all this state-of-the-art infrastructure, and we're told to get back on bicycles. Okay? And it also brings to mind something that Nick Griffin said on a show some time ago. He said, the elites, they like flying around in jets and they like eating fine food and meat, but they feel that they'd like it a bit more if other people weren't allowed to. So we can forget about holidays abroad while they fly around in private jets, and we can forget about eating meat when you just look at some of the menus at these big WEF gatherings and even sort of, you know, government-type things like G7, stuff like that. You know, they're not eating McDonald's, folks, and they're not eating rump steak. It's always like Wagyu steak or all this sort of stuff that's all the hoity-toity things that the likes of you and I have probably never, if very rarely, ever had. So this is what the elites want. They got fat over the labour of the West, our ancestors, and now they've deindustrialized the West to move it over to places like India and China, which they obviously believe they can control more. I think that there's another reason as well. They know who the children of God are. They know who the children of Satan are. And it's pretty easy to see who they represent. And they've been wanting to hurt the people of God, descended through Adam, ever since. But they needed to use them first to get wealthy. Now that they have, they believe they can take all their ideas, get other people to adopt them, and then come back and put us all in on bicycles, take all the stuff that we developed away, get other countries to develop it, and then really rub our noses in it, because that's what they like to do. Peter Hammond pointed out that the communists, someone asked one of their communist jailers why they don't kill them, and they said, we don't want to kill you. We want you to renounce Jesus Christ so you can go to hell with us. And this is what's going on. And again, you look at what they've done to the West. If you took the Bible and you looked at the biblical laws in the Bible, and you look at the amount of those that are completely, the opposite is promoted in Western countries now, and by many people adopted. And I think that the reason for that is they understand that at some point in the Bible, the God's people are saved. Jesus Christ returns. And so their view is if they can get as many people sinning against the law that Jesus Christ had endorsed, he never said that he was to do away with the law. It was his sacrifice for our sins that got rid of the sacrificial law. So the sacrificial law no longer applies. But that's the only parts of the law that were got rid of. Okay? But you have a think about all the laws that you see from the Bible that are being openly flouted today. And decide yourself, because I give you my opinion, you need to come up with your own opinion. I feel that they've got us sinning against God so that he'll just say, well, no point Jesus Christ going back, because why would I want to help these people out? I think that's all part of their evil little scheme that they've had going for years and years and years. Okay, this one, I'm throwing it in there, but I'm not going to delve too deep into it. Being a man was too much hard work, so I became a woman. Inside the trans-maxing trend where men swap gender to get female benefits like cheaper car insurance, free meals and sex. Well, I don't believe this, quite honestly. I wouldn't decide to take such a radical step as changing my gender to get cheaper car insurance. And I don't know where women get free meals that men don't. I'm a bit confused there, unless they're talking about dating. And again, well, I think this is all poppycock, but I put it in the, thought I'd mention it on the show anyway, but I'm not going to delve into it any further. Let's see what the last headline is. Ah, yes. Trump sparks outrage with AI video of his vision for Gaza that includes bizarre bearded belly dancers and a statue of himself. Yeah. Trump really is a legend in his own mind. And the other thing that came to mind here, as soon as I saw bearded belly dancers, there was those people claiming that Alex Jones had once been caught on one of his shows looking on his phone and he had tranny porn on it. I'm not sure if that's the case. I never saw it. But if so, with him being buddies with Donald Trump, it makes you wonder if Donald Trump was looking over at Alex Jones's phone one day as well, doesn't it? Okay, so let's move on to what's going on right now in the mainstream media. Associated Press, as usual, starts us off, apnews.com. Trump administration says it's cutting 90% of US aid foreign aid contracts. What's wrong with 100%? I don't see why any country should be given foreign aid if they've got homeless people on the streets. Yeah? You need to look after your own people first. In the same way, I don't understand how any country could justify any sort of immigration whatsoever if any of their own people are homeless. How's that possible? Would you invite people to live in your house if you didn't have enough room for your existing family and they were on the streets? Would you do that? I don't think you would you? So why would it be any different that a country is just an extension of a home? Unfortunately, we allow idiots to manage it, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in. Okay, let's move on to BBC. Scroll down to see their top 10 most read stories. I can't wait. Oh, wow. Hollywood legend Gene Hackman and wife Betsy Arakawa found dead at their home. Local police said they don't believe any foul play was involved in the death of the couple found alongside their dog. So, two of them dying together. I can see that she's a lot younger than him. If they don't believe any foul play, it's either an accident or it's a suicide pact. So, that is something I didn't expect to see. 49 minutes ago, apparently, it first went up. I looked at these headlines a few hours ago. Let's see what else is going on. Not surprisingly, that is the top headline. What else have we got here? Gatwick's second runway has been backed by the government. So again, they're telling you not to fly, right? We've had one runway at Gatwick for years and years, all the time. I generally fly from Gatwick, not Heathrow, because I'm on the other side of London. So 9 times out of 10, if I'm flying abroad, it's going from Gatwick. Some flights that are transatlantic, you might have to go to Heathrow for, something like that. But 9 times out of 10, it's Gatwick. Always have one runway. Now they're saying we've got to cut down all your flights. You can't fly. Forget your foreign holiday. Well, who's going to be using this second runway then? If it's not going to be us. If it's not going to be the vast population that goes for their foreign holiday once a year. Again, think. See what you come up with. Let's move on to... let me see. Daily Mail. The Gene Hackman story is obviously going to be the top story, which it is. I'll give a bit more information. He was 95. His wife was 63. And again, it says they're found dead with their dog at Santa Fe home, but no foul play suspected. So, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza, not Adan, Adan Mendoza, did not provide a cause of death, nor did he say when the couple might have died when asked by local media. Okay, so let's move on to... I'll scroll down a bit, see if there's anything else. Now who's screwed? EU fury as Trump 25% tariffs tank European stock market, and panicking officials warn the bloc... Sorry, oh, that's jumped. And panicking officials warn the bloc will react as firmly as possible after Donald said bloc was set up to screw the US. Well, I had a little idea on my way home, and... we can have hopes, can't we? Well, it would be my hope that the United States and Russia would unite, and the United States would then abandon the West and say, just like Vance said to the West, okay, if you want to be buddy-buddy with us, you better stop jailing people for saying things you don't like. Otherwise, sod you then. Okay? I don't think it's going to happen. But we can all have hopes, we can all have dreams, can't we? And that would be mine. Because the only way you're going to have any sort of fairness in a society is full free speech. Because if people can hide behind... I don't even need to tell you, do I? You know where I'm coming from. You know where it started off. And quite frankly, this censorship of free speech is purely meant to prevent people from pointing out what's really going on in their country, who's doing it and why, which is why I have to be so careful how I express it to you. And the show could be so much better if I could go into more detail, but as I always say, my democratic right to free speech prevents me from doing so. Okay, so let's move on to see what's going on in the independent media, RT.com. Russia and US discuss Arctic cooperation. Talks have reportedly focused on natural resource exploration, trade routes and energy collaboration. I did see another story about Putin saying to Trump that you know, he could sell him some of their minerals as well. But I'm starting to think, well, I thought I heard another story that Russia regard the US dollar as like a toy currency. It's just backed by nothing. It's so why would he hand over actual physical wealth for paper toilet paper? There you go. Just something that crossed my mind. Brents.com. See what's going on over there. Scroll down. Remembering superb journalist Gonzalo Lira, murdered by the Ukraine state government, this may be the very last video he made. So that's a YouTube link, so you may want to click there. Epstein files to be released tomorrow, Thursday. Well, that is today. But yeah, so keep your eyes open for that. Epstein files will make you sick, according to Bondi. She's one of the women obviously involved in that. I read somewhere earlier that there's 200 to 250 victims that have been identified of Epstein and his cohorts on the plane and the island, and they're going to keep their identities secret. But they claim that they're going to be releasing the identities of the people who abuse them. I'll believe it when I see it, but there have been some things that Trump has done since he got in that I didn't expect to see. So let's keep hoping. My position hasn't changed. I am completely doom and gloom. I believe they're all controlled by the same people. But let's pray that I'm wrong. Let's move on to howturntheradioshow.com. US Supreme Court blocks lower court order in foreign aid distribution case. Well, about time. Again, I'm not looking for a totalitarian government, folks. You know, we're very quick when we see something like, oh, this judge is, you know, he's trying to block something that Trump's doing and, you know, that he should be thrown in jail, all this sort of stuff. Well, when it comes to things like that, I'm kind of like, well, this is what the people wanted twice, okay? Remember the first time he came in and they were blocking all these different things regarding deportations, regarding the wall, that sort of stuff, which the majority of the American population voted for. And so for me, and they're supposed to be judges, so they're supposed to understand the law, they should be dealt with for blocking the will of the American people. And that, again, is what should happen this time around. And it looks like it is starting to happen at some point this time around. But I'm already also hearing how whilst these deportations started off very quickly and very publicised, they weren't continued at the same level. And when I say at the same level, a lot of people expected that you needed to do a lot more each day than they were doing. But from what I've been listening into the independent media, they've actually been doing less. So it would take decades to deport all the illegals in the country. Okay, let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website, and I'll give you the full title of the Greg Weiss video because I saw Mark had put it up earlier. 5 minutes and 13 seconds. So I'm sure you've got enough time to see that. I'm going to listen to it again because I was sort of half listening earlier on. Carbon Tax and the Digital ID Control Grid by Greg Weiss. It's all up there ready on earthnewspaper.com at the very top. So I suggest that you go over there to find it, and that'll take you to where it is on Rumble, or you can click and watch it directly on the earthnewspaper.com website, and then you can scroll down and, well, this quote of the day is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Let's have a read. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonour others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Okay, let's move on to censored.news, Mike Adams' website. Now, he did an opinion piece for yesterday's show that you might want to... I haven't listened to it, but it's at the top of censored.news. It's called My Uncensored Message to Elon Musk, Trump, Bondi, Patel, Bongino and Kennedy. Now, Mike Adams hasn't been full Trump. He's more than most, but not as far as people like Alex Jones. So you may, if you feel so inclined, well, listen to that show from yesterday. And the other show that obviously I'll keep listening to is the Jim and Diane Walk and Talk from the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel. And we'll finish off, as always, with the Before It's News Top 10. So just wait for that to load up. A load of sunlight has just come beaming through my room, and I can't exactly get up and to the blinds while I'm doing this, so I think I can still see it okay. I can. Number 10 went up a day ago, 98 people viewing. Breaking, something big is happening at the CIA and FBI right now as Kash Patel cleans house in 2025. Number 9, went up 7 hours ago, 114 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump, Musk, CIA threatens Doge, Ben Fulford, Rep Durham. Number 8, went up 4 hours ago, 136 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Christine Northrup. Explosive Trump intel. No one expected. This is terrifying. Number 7, went up 11 hours ago, 201 people viewing. New SGN on file, 89 emergency, Q plus Trump's desk adventures. Number 6, went up 3 hours ago, 219 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, urgent. Open letter to President Trump and the Global Military Alliance. Number 5, went up 11 hours ago, 219 people viewing. And we know, Trump treason and sedition at the highest levels, files to be released. Number 4, went up 9 hours ago, 223 people viewing as I close the pop-up. Close, there it is. Mike King, full intel drop, Doge update, Trump Q secret, get ready for the next phase. Number 3, went up 9 hours ago, 277 people viewing. New X-22 report. Treason, Trump accelerates plan, nothing can stop this. Number 2, went up 14 hours ago. New Stu Peters. Went up 14 hours ago, 334 people viewing. New Stu Peters, why does it always link back to the Jews? And number 1, went up 15 hours ago, 515 people viewing. Adam Schiff panics as Dan Bongino and Kash Patel make first moves 2025. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for joining me today, Thursday, February the 27th, 2025, for a show entitled Our Man in Chile. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.